And that Memheyim with Aleph, just to refresh our memory, we hear as follows. Misha Yoshim Baderech, Lo Yoda Shechesheicha, Yesh Loi Apayim Amalachal Ruach, Divre Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds that a Yoshon is Koine Shvisi, is Koine Apayim Amalachal Ruach. Vachachomim Aimrim, Ein Loi Ela Arba Amis. The Chachomim says that since there was no Kavone to be Koine Shvisi, so Mamele, he only has Daladamas. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a Vubem Tzon. Rabbi Lezer says that he has two Amas on each side. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Laize Ruach Sheyirze. Whichever Ruach he wants, he could take. He can go Dalad Amas to whichever Ruach he wants. Most people are not Geiris Yelech. But if he decided to, for one ruach, he can't be chayza. So these are the three days. The Chachomim say Arba Amis, Rabbi Lezer says two and two, and Rabbi Yehuda says he can pick out Dalad Amis Leize Ruach Sheyirte. He has a choice, but in Biraloi, Eine Yochel Arzabai. The Chazanish is Mesupik, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Birar is B'machshove, or he has to do a Pula of Hiluch to show that that's the Ruach he wants to be kind. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara as follows. V'chachamim Aimrim, Ein Loi Elo Arba. He only has Arba Amet. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakame. Sagt Rashi, Heino Tanekame, Rabbi Yehuda da Omer la'eze Ruach sheyirze, yesh loy Dalad Amis. He can pick Dalad Amis, any Ruach he wants. Heino Tanekame, Rabbonon, the pligi olei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbonon, which are chaylik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, says he has Dalad Amis, and Rabbi Yehuda says he has Dalad Amis. So what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhamim? Omar Rove, Shmoina al Shmoina Ikabinayim. So Rashi, Shmoina al Shmoina Ikabinayim, the Rabbonon Sovri, the Rabbonon who are Choylik and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, they hold Dalid Lecholtz Dodim. That he has Dalid Amis on all sides. Hainu Shmoina al Shmoina. Rabbi Yehuda Sova lechad ruach v'suloi. He only has Dalad Amis. Now where do we see this that Rabbi Yehuda also only has Dalad Amis? I mean both say Aloshin Dalad Amis. The Tanakhama says Ein Lo Ela Arba Amis. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Leizer Ruach Sheyirtze, he has Dalad Amis. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds he has only Dalad Amis? Drabonin sovi dal lechot dodim, hainu shmein ashmein. Vida sovi lechad ruach vesuloi, ki diktoni, umoide Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Lezer, she imbire loi shtayim lekan, ushtayim lekan, shen yochel arzaboy. Chen imbire abatom le ruach achas. We see from the moide, first of all, the loshen moide, who is he moide to? So, al kolchoch, he's moide to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says there is a heichetim Rabbi Lezer says he always has two and two. So Rabbi Yehuda is moide, umoide Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is sometimes moide to Rabbi Lezer. That means if he was biraloi, two and two, so that will be his daladamis. If he was biraloi, daladamis, lezer ruach, so that's also his daladamis. But Al Kaponim, from the Sefer, we see he only has Dalad Amis. He's made it Rabbi Lezer. And V'chein Birer Abatom L'Ruach Achas, so he only has that. We see Klo, he doesn't have L'Chol Ruach V'Ruach. Tanya Nami Hochi, Araya, that there is a Tane, that there are Tane Kamots, Yesh Loi Shmoina Al Shmoina, Divrei Rab Meir. That's what Rav Meir holds. So Mamela, we see that there's a Tana that holds, that's Mestoma, the Tana Kama, that he holds, he has eight. זוקט גמורה ווייטר. באום הרובה, מחלויקס להלך. The whole מחלויקס, that according to Rameya, one person who finds himself חוץ לתחום, has דלת אמס לכל רוח, את שמיינה או שמיינה, and according to Rav Yehuda, it is only, according to Rav Yehuda, it's only דלת אמס לרוח אחס, is מחלויקס is להלך. That for hilo chutz l'tchum, how much one has. Aval l'talto, but the din tilto daladamis, that one is only, one is not permitted to be metalto more than daladamis, b'rshus harabim, divrei hakel arba ames en tefei loy. That one is only permitted to be metalto something daladamis, not, that means, The Dalad Amis is, you can make a radius from where he is, and he can carry till Dalad Amis from, let's say, from where he's standing, and he can make a circle around himself. But to carry 8 Amis, that, to carry a Chefetz 8 Amis, Bishus Harabim, that he's not allowed to do. Avulatalto Divrei Hakel Arba Amis in Tvei Loi. More than Dalad Amis, he's not allowed to carry in the Rishus Harab. Vahani Dalad Amis Heichekseve, this Inyan of Dalad Amis, Kedesanye Shvu, the Pashtis, if we won't want to avoid problems, this is going on the din of, if a person finds himself Chutzlatchum, how do you know that he has Dalad Amis? Kedesanye Shvu Ish Tachtov Kitachtov. He can only remain in an area that's kitachtov, that's equivalent tachtov shel ha'odom. V'kamo tachtov, how much is the area of tachtov? Gufoi shalish amos. The gufa odom is 3 amos. V'amo kedei lifshoit yodov v'raglov. And if we'll stretch out his hands, we have a picture in the Perish Chai. Amo kedei lifshoit yodov v'raglov. Divrei Rab Meir. So that is the extra amma. That's tachtov is completely spread out. Like ishtach avoye. Divrei Rab Meir. So you have a amma sticking out. If you have gufei shel odom is 3 ames, and then from the elbow to the end of the hand is another amma, so you have there 4 ames. Gufay shalish ames and the lifshet yodo veraglov. The loshen lifshet raglov is not too clear. That's the gufay shalish ames, and the lifshet yodo is another amma. Rabbi Yehuda aimer gufay shalish ames va'amo kedei sheyitel chayfetz mitachas margoloisov, miniach tachas merashoisov. So that is a picture. They're also in the Perish Chai. Exactly claw how this teaches in the posuk shvui shtachtov. I don't know, but al kaponim that for hidarsh and tachtov. May binayu, ike binayu arba amos mitzumtzomis. If you need arba amos mitzumtzomis, and that is according to Rab Yehuda, and according to Rab Meir, if the shear is Livshayt Yodah V'Raglov, it's a little bit more than Dalad Amis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Machloikes, the Rab Meir, the Shori Shmoina al Shmoina Lehiluch, Lehiluch. Rab Yehuda Mitzumtzomais, Lerab Meir Gedoilois. The Pishut Yodayim V'Raglayim Yoyser Me'amo Hu. The Pashtus, if one raises his hand over his head, the elbow starts a little bit above the head, I think. So Mamela, I think that's why you get more than Dalad Amis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Lei Rav Misharshi Lebrei, Ki Ailes Lekameda Rav Pope, when you'll come to Rav Pope, Boy minei, ask him a shayla as follows. Arba amos sha'omru. The arba amos that we say that a person has dalad amos, ba'amo didei yavinalei. Do you measure each person with his own amma, you measure from his elbow till the end of his hand, or do you measure with a standard amma? There was in the Beis HaMikdash, there was measurements, there was rulers, in a place called Shushan HaBira, and there was amma shel kodesh, which was 6 tefachim. So does each person have his own measurements, or is there a standard measurement for all? Im o malach, now you listen what he answers you. Im o malach, if he's going to tell you, amish shel kodesh yavinalei, that is a standard measurement, then ask him, Oig Melech HaBoshen Matahei Olof. So Oig Melech HaBoshen, if you're going to measure with a standard Amma, not with an Amma of Oig Melech HaBoshen, so it'll be in the very tight quarters. You won't have too much where to go. V'mo Melech HaBa'amma Didei Yavin Alei, if he'll answer you, that each person has his own ammo, you measure with his ammo. Hey, Malay. So then ask him a different kasha. My timer like Tony lo gabe, there's a Mishnah in Kalim that says, Yesh sha'omru akil of imashahu adam. The Mishnah says there are certain shiurim which are not standard. No, each person has a different shiur. So Rav Meshar told the son how to ask the kasha, or whatever he's going to say, you have a kasha, whatever he's going to say. He also lekamei the Rav Papa. When he came to Rav Papa, amalei idakinan kulei hai loyhave tanina. We'll see Rashi exactly what this means. If one is medayik so much, we'd never learn. Lo'ilam ba'ama didei yavinalei. Really, the shir is ba'ama didei. Each person has his own made-to-order dalad amas. He measure with his amas. U'de kokashaloch ma'itayme lo'iktoni gabiyesha omru. So why didn't the Mishnah say that you always measure with his amas? Lo'ipsikalei, because this is not a standard klal. Mishum de'ikin nanes be'ivorov. We'll have a person who his hands do not shtim with the rest of his body. Let's say he has a normal body and short hands. So memele, such a person, we won't measure with his hands, his amis, because he's an anes be'ivorov. Such a person will measure with a amo beininis, an amish al kodesh. So since you do not always measure the person l'fi masha hu, so therefore I couldn't say in the Mishnah in Kalim. Zot Rashi. Ba'amo didei ish l'fi ma shegufoi oruch yesh loi dalet amois ba'amosoi haruch. You measure with his amo. Shel kodesh l'chol adam amay shoveh. Each person has standard amas. Shel vav tvachim beininim. L'midah shtei amas, there were two measurements, shayu b'shushan abira, shenasu l'midah amosay shel Moshe. This was the amo, does not mean the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu, it means the standard amo that was noyeg b'sman Moshe Rabbeinu. So there were meisif, an etzba, half an etzba, but al kaponim, the measurement was an amo of shisha tvach. So ask him, gabi yesha omru, mishni b'meseches kelim. Yesha omru, there are certain halachas that were said, hakel lefi mashahu odom. Depends on the person. Meloi kumtsai mincha. The mincha is tali in the kaimitz of the kayin. Maloi chafonov k'teires, also the chafonim of the Kohen Gadol. Maloi lugmov b'yom ha-kippurim, you measure the maloi lugmov by each person bezunda, that's miyasev daitai. Maloi lugmov b'yom ha-kippurim. Agavulcha, I saw the Mishnah Savrom in Hilcha Shem ha-kippurim, Klaus HaShaila, you measure each person bezunda, so what will be if you take a person, he went to a dentist and he took out his teeth? So he has a larger Maloy Lugmov. So how do you cheshbin? That means if the Yom Kippur was a day after he went to the dentist, he'll have a different shear. Cheshbin with false teeth. I mean, it's a very interesting shayla. Balkoponim Maloy Lugmov Shayyem Akipurim. That's also you measure with him. B'yem HaKippurim, u'b'mozen sh'tei sudais la'erev is also you measure who the person is who wants to make the erev, if he's a zaken, a chayla. So mamela, it's not a standard measurement. Z'v'lisni nami dalad amis li'yitze chutz l'tchum. So Rav Pope told him, idakin and have a dakin in kule hai b'kule hashas, loihavi matzina litrutzi kol diyuki, b'loihavi tanina. Bachzach mir, what was the taina of Rav Pope before we say what Rashi says? Bachzach mir, what was wrong over here? What did he do wrong? He had a mimon of shechdike kashach, meine. You'll say like this, was steht es nicht in der Mishnah. You'll say like this. I mean, the kash is a good kash. So what was wrong? I think pshat in the Gemara is, the Chavis Halvovis in the Agdome writes as follows. V'ra'isi b'maise kadmoineinu, I saw by the Friedike Deiris, shishtadlusam hoisa b'chlolei hadinim. The hishtadlus in Torah was beklolei hadinim, to know the generalities of the halachis, ulevarer inyan iser veheter. Uchshahoyse bo liyodom shayla nochis, if they came to them a shayla nochis, a strange shayla, mitoldois hadinim ho yoma'aynim bo be'eisahi bederech asvore, umaitzin es dino mine ikir shahoya biyodam. So then, if they had a shayla, an interesting shayla, so then they figured it out from the klolim that they knew, then they were done, this shayla, what the protistic alochis will be from this shayla. Vloi hoyu matridim daitam oleho koidem lochem. But before the shayla arose, they weren't matrid themselves. What will be in such a case? The klolim we know, if such a case will arise, we'll think about it then. I think that was the tviya to Rav Misharshi's son. That means, I mean, between you and me, the whole thing is negeya igmel chaboshan. That means most people are, there's an average size of an amo. So normally if it's amo di day, if it's amo shel kodesh, it's the same thing. One in a million, there'll be a shayla if you'll have an oig melech haboshan that went chutz l'tchum, no, then that mitz the dan sign. So memele, so that, I think that was the taina that Rav Papa had to him, that idaikin and kule hai, if now on each thing you'll be medayik, loitanina. So Rashi seems to say there was a double criticism on it. If you're gonna do this, so, b'kuli yashas lo have a motzinu l'trutzi kol diyuki. Number one, you should know that you'll never be able to be melabin all these heichetimtzes. And number two, v'loi havi taninon. Rashi seems to say that there are two chesed. And v'et kol nishlan en ha-cheichet. If you dress a shtelen on one miktsoya and clear the all the heichetimtzes that could be neigeya in this inyan, you won't be mevara those shailas, v'lehavi tanina. And, melam tachgonish. You don't have time to learn other things. Mishum de'ike nanis be'ivorov. It doesn't say in that Mishnah, because not all the time will you measure his amor. Shegufoi beinani. He has a normal goof. V'amosek tzom, he has short hands. Loisagi lei ba'amo didei. So therefore, it doesn't say. The Chedushi Aran says, what will be if you have Oig Melech HaBoshan that will have short hands. So he says, then you will measure, then you won't measure Amishel Kodesh, which is also out of proportion. Then you'll measure what a normal Ame that would stim with his Evorim, an Evorim of an Oig Melech HaBoshan. Zog Taisvis, Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanikame. Bim Taima, Vidilme Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Pligi Atanikame. Ela Lefrushe Milse Koso. Who said that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanikame? The Tanikame said the Shir is Daladamis. Not Alpayimama, Yoshin is only kind of Daladamis. And now we have a machloikis, what is Pshat Daladamis? So, Rabbi Elazar says two and two, Bubemza, and Rabbi Yudah says the Dalad L'chol Ruach. V'chein motzino perkei godol gabi layaba loy noshim, v'reish matnisim, v'reish cheske sabbatim, before you have a statement that's a statement stomis, and then you have a machloikis tanoim, what is Pshat in that? Ba'imari bar kolchoch Rabbi Elazar loy meforish milso tetanikam. Rabbi Elazar ziche is not explaining the divrei tanikam. Ela poligalei. Rabbi Elazar is chaylik on the tanikam. Why? The tanikam koi a Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. To Omar yesh loy alpayim ama lechol ruach. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's zichen that he has alpayim ama v'hu be'emtza. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he has a radius on all sides of alpayim ama. So that's for sure. He has a radius of alpayim ama. Ochinami, so now the Tanikame said, Dalad Amis l'Tanikame, so the Dalad Amis of the Tanikame is equivalent to the whole machloikis, the Tanikame, Rabbi Yechem Nuri, is a machloikis in numbers. Is it 2,000 Amis or is it Dalad Amis? But Al Koponim, Rabbi Yechem Nuri was very explicit that the Shir is a radius of Alpayim Amis. So according to him, it's a radius of Dalad Amis. So Al Kolchoch Rabbi Leza, the Sez Vahu Be'em, Sez Rabbi Leza, is not like the Tanikame. So Mamela Frank the Gemara is there good. So Bazai Sarab Yehuda Haina Tanakam. Vim Taima Frank Tach Tais was in Cain. If the Gemara knew this Yesod, that the Tanakame is saying the same oifen like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri only with a smaller shear. In Cain, if the Gemara knew this, my Porach Haina Tanakam. Kiven the Tanikame of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri koi is v'yesh loy dalad amis l'chol ruach. So memele, so he has eight amis. I mean, so that's the sense of the Gemara. Abal kaponim v'kashe feinzach neton. If the Gemara knew this yisod that the Tanikame is mamish like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so you know the teretz. So Rabbi Yehuda is only one ruach, and this is l'chol ruach. V'yeshloimel desova hamakshe af al gav da alpayim da Rabbi Yochanan have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri have l'chol ruach. Even though the alpayim of Rabbi Yochanan is l'chol ruach, da have dalet alofim al dalet alofim dalet amis the tanekame have dalet amis beinakel. This the Gemara held that it's the dumye de tiltol alba ames beshusarabim, bave peirushe dalad ames lechol ruach sheyirtze. K'mayshama Rab Yehuda, lakach porich einu tanikam. That means the Gemara had derived from the Mishnah that's for sure. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said alpayim ame, so alpayim ame in one ruach, so he said dalad ames does not mean v'hu be'emtza. It means that there's dalad ames. But to assume that the dalad ames over here should be different than the dalad ames of tiltol dalad ames, the Gemara held that they're the same. They're the same dalad ames. And just like that, Dalad Amis is L'ruach Achas, like the Gemara says later, so who adin the Dalad Amis of the Tanakame is L'Ruach Achas. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. So then, Rabbi Yehuda Haino Tanakame. And the Gemara answers, no, that Fakert, that the Tanakama holds, that the Dalad Amis of Chutz L'Tchum is different than the Dalad Amis of Tiltul Dalad Amis. Rabbeinu Chananel Goris, Chachomim Haino Tanakame. Peirish, Tanakame Dereish Pirkin, the Mi Sheitziyu Nochim, Ein loy elo dalad ames. The Gemara frekt a psakashe. We hear a shir dalad ames by a person who went out chutz l'tchum. And we hear a shir dalad ames, a person who wasn't koine alpayim ames. Ba'aval gav da'eina me'inyin echot, b'tzulcheire two different halachas. Mikol mokim porich de chachomim de pligi a Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Lo yhoyo lahem lahazkir dala amis, elo ein loy alpayim. They should have said that they don't have alpayim amo. Umistome, the yesh loy dalad amis l'chol ruach. He said, the Gemara held, why is it necessary for the Chachomim in our Mishnah to say, Yesh Loi Dalad Amis? He should say he doesn't have Alpayim Amis, and I would figure out that there is a Shir of Dalad Amis L'chol Ruach. The Marsha explains the Tosfos that the Gemara held Misporech Itzayne, that the Tanakama of the first Mishnah, Bahi, Mishay Tziyu, it's Dalad Amis L'chol Ruach. And Mistome, here also, it's also Dalad Amis L'chol Ruach. Dumye, the Tanakame. So the Gemara knew right away, the Rach wanted to end for the Kasha that Tosfos asked to begin with. Maybe Rabbi Elazar, maybe Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yudas Meforish Divrei Tanakame. So the Gemara held no, because he holds Dalad Amis L'chol Ruach. Dumye, than the first time of the Mishnah. So that's why the Gemara did not say that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakhama. Now the Gemara held that Tzai, the first Tana of our Mishnah, of Mishay Tziyu, inside the Chachomim hold Dalet Ames L'chol Ruach. And the Gemara answers no, that there is a machloikis. The Maharsha explains, Ela ein loy beis al ofim mistama yesh lam davam sochuach lachol ruach mashme hametaret heishav loy dalav keinu al detanekam edereish mitziu daladames lav lachol ruach koma. The lohiske haytane dalad ames och bedvorov avsom achatzme dalad ames teresh pirkin takadat chmin berushin dochik yosam lakach nochet bed yach bedvorim arba ames tol havin lochol ruach dumye the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says paker, that's why if he just wanted to be chaylik with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so that's how the Marshal learns that he just wanted to be chaylik with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so he should have said ein loy alpayim ama. And I'll know he has the Dalad Amis of the Tanakama, which the Mashor said that the Gemara held is Dalad Zayd Amis. The Gemara answers, no. The Tanakama, when the Tanakama says Dalad Amis, he means Dalad Amis, Taka, only. And therefore, the Chachamim of our Mishnah to say Dalad Amis, to be Medame, these Dalad Amis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Zalpayim Amo, and just like over there, it's Alpayim L'chol Ruach, here it's Dalad L'chol Ruach. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are chaylik on the Chachamim. Gulfoy Gimel Amis. Vimtayma, so the Gemara says that the height of a normal person is Gimel Amis. Vimtayma Amai Bo'inen Gabi Hezek Riyah Mechitze Dalad Amis. Ba'ashutfim. Why do you have to build the Kaisel on Amet Toler? Sometimes the earth is not smooth in his chotzer, so there's a little mound of earth. So if he's curious to see what was tutzach bayene, so stand up on the gavshushis and he'll be able to see if it would only be three amas. Three amas with a gavshushis, he can look over the kaisel. Sometimes if it's only three amas, to find out what's tutzach bayen. Therefore, they had to make a whole amma taller. To take a ladder, they weren't choshish, that he won't do. Yeah, va'oid, that's one mahalach. Va'oid, now Taisa says a whole new mahalach. Hoda oma hoche gufay gimel amis, hainu beloy roshay. That gufay gimel amis is without the head. With the head, the real height of a person is Gimel Amis plus a head. So Memela, so let us say, if for practical purposes, that will add up to another half of Amis. So the height of a person is 3.5 Amis. If the height of a person is 3.5 Amis, so Memela, so therefore you need a Kaisel of Dalad Amis. That's the Teretz of Taisis. The Rishash asks on Taisvis, say Bezoi, it comes out Shreklach. So it comes out that the Gemara says, how do you know the Shir Dalad Alamis? Dalad Alamis, the Gemara says, Shvui Ishtachtov, Ketachtov, how much is Tachtov? So the Gemara once says, Kedalivshet Yodov Veraglov. So if you say the whole height of a person is Gimel Amis, so when he stretches out his hand, so you gain another Amma, a little bit, more than an Amma. So that's the Shir of Dalad Alamis. If the true height of a person is 3.5 amis, so then you have an amma over his head, so it's 4.5 amis. It's mamish a different shearing gun. So the Gemara weiss tachoyis that's the Rishash's kasha on Toisvis. If the shear is without the head, so the shvui shtacht of your cheshbon with the head. So and the elbow is an amma over the head. So memela, so it should be be'erech 4.5 amis. The Gemara weiss netoisa zay. Abotaisva says that the height of a person is 3 amis without a head, without a neck and without a head. Vechei mashme ba matzniya. The Omar, the Gemara says there, hamoitzi masui lamaila miyut. The person is carrying a masui lamaila miyut. So the whole masui is in a mokim ptu. Chay. Afopiken is chayiv shekain masa b'nei kos. The masa b'nei kos, which is called an avoide, and there the orin was lamaila miyut. How do you know the orin was lamaila miyut? Doma mar orin tishe v'kapoires tefach. The height of the orin together with the kapoires was 10 tefach. Ugmiri kol tune de midli b'moito. Every weight that is carried with a moit is tilsa mila'el, so you have in order to be carried conveniently, so 1/3 of the weight is lamaila, the tarti tilsi milasata. So you have 2/3 of the orin was underneath the badim that were carrying the or. Ishtakach, the lamaila miyud havekoi. So it comes out that the whole organ was lamaila miyud. Now what is the mathematical cheshbon? So the cheshbon is as follows. The bekosei hoyunaisen oisei. They were carrying the organ, the badim was on their shoulders. Now, vidal miyud chest for him. So now this is what Taisa is saying pshat in the Gemara. So if we assume that the height of a person is 3 amis, till the neck and the head. So memela, it comes out that the shoulders are 18 tfachim from the ground. Now let us subtract, now from the shoulders, there were 6 2/3 tfachim of the orin, which was underneath the badim. So we have to subtract 6 2/3 from 18. We'll end up with 11 1/3. So let us subtract from the 18 tfachim, which are from the shoulders of the Bnei Kohos to the ground, Beis Tilsi the Oren Vekapoiris, 2/3 of the height of the Omer Kapoiris, Hainu Shisha Beis Lishi Tefach, that is 6 2/3 Tzvachim, Venishtairu Adakarke, so now we have, so if you subtract 6 2/3 from 18, we have Yudalev Tzvachim Mishlish. So we have 11 1/2 1/3 Tzvachim from the ground. So we see klar that the Masui was not Teich Ave Rishus Arab. The Masui was Lamaila Miyud, and the Alhapikan Nenetha Teiris Malach. Period. Avol Imot, so that's the Gemara's understandable. If we will assume that from the shoulders it is 18 tvoch, avolim o odom im roi sheirak yutches tvochim, yagia horein ad lamato miyud. So it comes out like this. If the complete height of the person, we have here left over a tefach and a third, to ensure that the oren did not go, into the avir of the Rishus Harab. Now, if we say that the whole height of the person is 3 amis, is 18 tvachim, so then we have to say that the maximum, that the roish and the tzava has to be a tefach and a third, because if it's more than a tefach and a third, so automatically, the oren, which is resting on his shoulders, will already automatically be nichnas and avir Rishus Harab. Avol oimodom imroi sheirak yutches tvochim. Yes, yagi oren ad lamata miyut. Deroish v'tzavar marzik yoysa mitefach v'sholish. A head and a neck is zichem much more than a tefach and a third. Period. So we see that the Shir Gimel Ames is without the head. The Gabi Kuchim Beinanami, the Kuchim, the Kvorim, which were dug into the sides of the Kvorim, the sides of the caves. So the Gemara says a Shir that you have to have over for an Orim, Beinanami Dalad Ames. Simply that's the Shir of a Kuch. So what's the Shir of Dalad Ames? Hainu imroi sheva oy veidapei ha'orim. So that's what the Shir of Dalad Ames, together was with Roishi, so it's 3 1/2, and then you have the dapei ha'orim, and by the Roish, and by the regal. So that's where you have to leave over Shir of Dalad Ames. But if with the Roish also, it's 3 amis, you wouldn't have to have 4 amis for the Orin alone. Veshir mikve dahavi amo al amo berum sholosh amis. So lechayre from this halacha, that's the shir is that you have to have enough water that he should be able, gufei shel adam should be tovel by bebasachas. And the height is 3 amis. So lechayre, if you say that the height is with the head 3 amis, so then he fits into this amount of water. But if you say that this is without the head, with zalnia till the shoulders, is lav mishum shelo yehi goyva adam yoisa migimalamas. Number 1, the since that he displaces the water, so the water rises, the water level rises. He'll bend his head a little into the water, so memela he'll get completely submerged in the mehamikveh. All the children of Haman were 3 amis. There they were ktuei roish. So ktuei roish, some emele, so it's very good. They were left with 3 amis. Yeah. Look the Gemara weiter. Hayu shnayim, we had in the Mishnah, Miktsas Amoitzov shel zeh, and then later, so we had in the Mishnah Yishnayim Miktsas Amoitzov shel zeh betoich Amoitzov shel zeh, mevin va'oichlin be'emtza. So if you have a common 2 amis, they eat in that common 2 amis. B'vash lo yeitzi zeh miter shloil usher shel chaveiro yo yishloishe v'emtzoi mubla b'neim humutari moin v'emtzorim imo yishnayim achitzoi nema asurim zeh im zeh. אמר רב שמעון למד עבודיימה לשלוש חצרס הפסוכי זו לזו, פסוכי שלושה סרבם, ירבו שתיים עם האמצויס, עם יתרס עמו, ועם יתרס עמו, שתיים החיצויינס, אסורי זו עם זו. So all of a sudden, this רב שמעון went, and on the halacha that it says in the Mishnah, if you have three people, and their דל רמס עמוב לזו בזו, so he says, למד עבודיימה את התרי חצרס. פרק די גמורה למה לי למיימה למו הדובו דוימה. Why does he have to say למו הדובו דוימה? מוסף זוגם משולם את תריך הצלס הכי קמו לרבשים אל הרבון מכדי למו הדובו דוימה. This is similar לשולש חצלס הפסוך הזו לזו. We have here the same case that the חיצוניס can be משתמש with the אמצוי, and they can't be משתמש זה עם זה. Is Maishno Hosam the Palgisu, so I, the Pligisu, over there by Tzvi Chatzeris, you hold the Chatzeris, can't be Mishtamish even with them Tzoy. Umaishno Hosam the Loi Pligisu, here you are Moide, that the Chatzeris are Mishtamish with them Tzoy. The Rabbonon Hosam Avshi Diyoyrim, Hosam Loi Avshi Diyoyrim. Zot Rashi. זאת ראשי, אוי שניים אסניסם פריש נולל, מייש נעוסם דפליגיסו, דם רבונו לקמה בשמייטן שלושת נעשורים לטלטל זו עם זו, דת החיצייניס כן אולסו נעדבי מטלטל ותם צוי. זאת אבשי דיירם, דיירי החצרס רבי, יאביר תבי חצרס, and there are many people using it, ולא ידי כולו ליזויר, ואוסו לטלטולי כלים ששובסו בחיציינה לצייך חיציינה אחרס דרך אמצויס. I mean, since you have a lot of people which are carrying from the חיציינה to the אמצויס, so eventually it can come out that that they might take כלים which are now in the אמצויס from the right חיציינה to the left חיציינה. So מלא, therefore, they ask it. But hoche gabi gimol anoshim yechel machitzaynim lizoyer the ma'otem ninu v'loy avshu. Here it's ma'otem v'loy avshu. So memela, that's why here they weren't geyser. The chedushi haran brings a different pshat in the teretz of the gemara. He brings b'shem arayvet as follows. Chatzayres avshi diyoyrin beemtzoyis. There, the both emtzoyim are using the both chitzoyim are using the complete emtzoy. Shrei kol emtzoyis muteres lechitzoyim. Lefichach yavoyu letaltol. So they'll come to be metaltol one with the other. But by the case of our Mishnah, kiven she'ein kol chelek ha'imtzoyim mutar lebeis ha'chitzoynim, b'mokim she'echad mishtamish, ein chaveirim mishtamish, yesh lam heker. But by our Mishnah, when we have here three people, so the chitzoynim only can have the two amis of the emtzoy. So by the emtzoy gufa, they're mugbul. They can only go to Amis. So they zicher won't fakrich sich into the chitz, but to the, from one chitzayin to the other. Masha'en came by the chatzayre, since they have the complete emtzoy, so they might go further into the other chotzah chitzayin. Zogte gemore weiter. Ushtayim achitzaynis. Zogte gemore vamai. Like the Gemara, why is it that when you, in this case, you had three chatzeres, and the two outer chatzeres were ma'arev with the chotzer emtzoy, so the halacha was that the two outer chatzeres can be metaltal in the emtzoy, but they cannot be metaltal one to another. Frag the Gemara v'amai, kiven the olvi lohu chitzoyne bahadi emtzoyis. Since the chitzayne became ma'urev with the emtzoy, hav yelel chode, so it became one unit, one big chotzer. So Memela, if they're all one big chotzer, so since the two chitzainim united with the emtsoi, so now you have one big chotzer. So automatically, if they're one, so they should be able to be metaltal one to another. Let us see Rashi. Shtayim achitzainis asur zu imzu. Kelim sheshavsu bezu, osa lachnis lozu derech emtsoi, shenimtze sheyotzu mirshuson, they went out from their rishus l'shus osala. Hachi gassin en amai, kivin the arvi chitzoinis badi emtsois avalu chod. So let us skip over the parentheses. V'kathal kedaitach, kagoin shenosnu shteyim eiruven be'emtsois. The Gemara was under the impression that they put the eiriv in the emtsois, shezehu mishpat eiruvei chatzeres. Normally, when you want to be ma'ariv to chatzeres, that is what you do. So now Rashi explains. Stam chotzer yesh bo batim harbe. A chotzer has many houses. Utzriches bnei abatim la'ariv yachat. The bnei abatim have to be ma'ariv lefi shabayis miyuchad lechol echot. V'achotzer rishus lekulim, v'osu lohitzim rishus leshus, t'aynu min habatim lechotzer, v'loy eirev. U'menichin oisoi, v'echod min habotim. That's how you make eruvi chatzeres in one chotzer. Now, if you want that this chotzer should become ma'uriv with a second chotzer, Chotzer psucho lechotzer acheres. If this chotzer is pesuach to a different chotzer, veroitzin la'asoison reshus achas, and you want to make it one big reshus, neitlin ha'erev shegovu min habatim. So you take the erev from the chotzer achitzoini, v'neitlin oisoi be'echod mibote chotzer acheres. So it's called, we all live in the middle chotzer. And the other chitzayni also did the same thing. So memele, so that was the Gemara's kasha, kiven the alvilu chitzaynis bahadeim tzoyis, havaluhu chodeh. So they're all one, they all live in the middle chotzer. So memele, they all live in one chotzer. We're not after that. Break the Gemara Akash. That was the Gemara's Akash. Rav Yehuda said, Kigoin shenosno emtsois eiruvo bazu, veiruvo bazu. So I says, Rav Yehuda said, ein nochenami. If the chitzaynis both chitzaynim would put their erev in the emtsoi, so it's considered everyone is living in this chotzer. We're all living in one chotzer. So memele, so then it would be like this, that they'd be permitted to be metaltal from one to the other. But it's speaking about that emtsois. Put her, the emtsoi put a besundere erev, the emtsoi is living. By the two chitzainim. So memele, so that is why, that the two chitzainim, there's nothing that's ma'arev, the two chitzainim. That is Rav Yehuda's teretz. Rav Sheishis Omar afilo teimo shenosno eruvon bemtsois. You could say that, Shenosno eruvon beemtsois, abo kigoin shenosnu shnei batim, that they put, each one put their erev into a different bayit. So memele, each one is living by themtsois, but the two chitzoinim are not living together. Let us see Rashi. Shenosno emtsois eruvo bazu abazu, the domye emtsois kila dora bahen. It's like the emtsois is living by them. The ain di yure chitzoinis bemtsois, but the chitzoinis are not living in themtsois. Le meimre de chiyadodin in it, they're living together in one chotzer. Bishnei batim, da hashta le mechabron chitzoinis badodi, so you have nothing to connect the two chitzoinis. Frag the gemore, there is such a chesoren, kemand ke beishamai. This sounds like beishamai is a shtik teire. The sign here, we learned a beraisa. Chamisha shegovu es eiruvon, v'nosnuhu b'shnei kelim, and they put it into two kelim, you had Chamisha Batim that were living in one chatzah, and they put their Erev, two in one and three in another. Beishame Oimrim ain Eruv on Erev. It's not considered an Erev because the whole Bnei Chatzah did not unite. This is one Kehli, this is another Kehli. Beisil Oimrim Eruv on Erev, but since it's in one chatzah, you have pitis and it's all in one chatzah, different kalim don't matter. So memele, so according to Beis Hillel, it's not good this teretz of Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes said that that they put into two batim, but since it's all in one chatzah, so they should all be united. So the Gemara says, afilu teime Beis Hillel. That they can hold like Beis Hillel also. Ad kan like Kamri Beis Hillel Hosam, elo b'shnei kelim b'bayis echot. Two kelim in one bayis, so that they unite, because it's all in one bayis. Avo b'shnei batim, like, shnei batim, there, they don't unite. So memele, so here we're speaking about two batim. They were all living in one chatzah. The government called echad as eruvay lahatir as chatzeron lahoitzi mi boteyan lechatzah. B'shnei kelim b'bayis echad. Are you seeing it? No, that's the Gemara further. Frag the Gemara. Amalei Rav Ache bereider Rav Ivya leRavashi leRav Yehuda kashe uleRav Sheishes kashe. That Behemis in both of their terutzim ashver. Rav Yehuda kashe, what does Rav Yehuda say? Ki goin she nosno emtsois eiruvo bezu, ve eiruvo bezu. That the emtsois put her eiriv in each chitzayin. The kivin, so yes, the kashe as follows. When the emtsois put the eiriv by the chitzayin on the right side. So now, the emtsois and the chitzoyne are one unit. We live together in one chatzah. Now the emtsois goes and takes its erev, and then takes another erev, and puts it in the second chatzah achitzoyne. So since the emtsoi is a chad with the first chitzoyne, so memela, so now it's an ambassador, so the going, the Sfasema speaks out, it's speaking about that they made a large shir eirev, it's not only for themselves, the shir eirev can include all of the bnei achotze, and since they united with that chitzoyne, so memela, so when they're making the Erev, they're making the Erev for themselves, which is themselves and the Chatzayni that they were Ma'arev with already. That's the Kasha. Kivin shenos nem tzois Eruva bezu. Ve Eruva bezu. Yeah, love you the Kasha. The Doma. Kivin shenos nem tzois Eruva bezu. Ve Eruva bezu. Ve kivin the Erva mtzois padi Chatzayne. Since the mtzois was Ma'arev with the Chatzayne, have lei choda. So it became united with that chitzayne. V'chiyod raviyor v'bahadei idach. Now it is ma'ariv with the other chitzayne. Shlichus avda. So the emtsoi is now a shliach of the whole, the entire chotzer, which includes the emtsoi and the first chitzayne. That's shver according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ule Rav Sheishes kashe, and according to Rav Sheishes, there's another kashe. Rav Sheishes said that the two chitzoynim put their erev in two different batim. And we're saying that they can't unite. So it comes out that you have living in the chotzer emtsoi, three sugim. You have the right chitzayne, the left chitzayne, which are not united. Then you have the emtsoi, which is united with both of them. But al kaponim, you have in the chotzer emtsoi, two groups which are not united. So how can you carry in the emtsoi? El Rav Sheishes kashe, tihevi kechamisha sheshruya b'chotzer achas. What will be the din if you have five people living in one chotzer? V'shochach echad mehen v'loy irev. In one of the five, the four were ma'arev together. But the fifth was not ma'arev. So now you're in hot water. The osri adodi, so he's going to aser. So you have over here two rishuyos which are using the chotzer. Since he did not unite with all the other four. And the Rashi explains, he's united with one of the four, but he's not united with the whole four. So if he's not united with the whole four, so you have two rishuyos in one chotzer, so a male that should aser, did the chotzer. So a male here, you also have two rishuyos in one chotzer. The osri adodi. That was the kasha. Oma lei Rav Ashi, lei Rav Yude kasha, lei Rav Sheishis kasha. Not shve, lei Rav Yude lei kasha. Kiven de ir velo em tzois bahadi chitzoino. Since them tzois was mar vuta chitzoino, shtaim chitzoinis bahadi adodi lo irbu. Gol yedaita de boho neichalei boho loy neichalei. We see klo that they were zufrieden to unite with them tzoyin. They were not zufrieden to unite one with another. So mamela, shlichus is only, can help if you have the das hamishalach. You see from the actions that the chitzoinim have no intentions to unite one with the other. So mamela said that I cannot unite it. Zogt Rashi. Gehochi gassin ikiven de ir vem zois bahadi chitzoi naha vilechod vechi hodra ir vabahadi idar shlichuso ovda. Shlichuso de chitzoi na ovda. So when she went, when the middle one united with the other chitzoinah, so she's already a shliach from the first chitzoinah. V'shtakach dekulo ki adodi irvu. So they all were ma'arev, v'kulo lishterin, so they all should be mutter. V'loi gar sinon, not the kashes v'idoch miho lishteri. That the first chitzoinah should be mutter by the second chitzoinah. But because since them so is a shliach for the first one, so that should be muta. Like I said, nebidach mi alishtri. Viste garsel, mefoshe chitzoyne shir, ve'ima mi atishtri bechitzoyne acheres. Ein achanami, the second chitzoyne, it can't be muta by the first chitzoyne, but let the first chitzoyne be muta by the second chitzoyne. Mi atishtri bechitzoyne acheres, vzuti yosabo. But the second chitzain should be yos on the first one. We have shalai mekay. The kibin shlichusay avdon havelakulo chadar eshusay vekulin shoy manavshech. It's a din shliches. So just like the second one united with the third, so the first also united with the third. So it's one unit. So mameil the all should be mutter one or the other. Rav Sheishes kasha kibin the nosnu shneim eruven bem sois ha eruv maybe the yerein l'seicha. That what their eruv is in the middle chotzer is equivalent keilu the yerein in the middle chotzer. V'havelo keilu dorin kulam bem tzoyis. They're all living in the middle chotzer. V'kiven the eruv and nosnu b'shnei batim. And since the eruv in our two separate houses, nimtzu shleir v'shtayim achitzoynes zuim zu. So the two chitzoynes were namarev zuim zu. So it's equivalent to five people who are shari in one chotzer. V'shochachach memlo yirevim kulam yachan. D'chol ha-chotzer asur. V'afilo yirevim echad mem. V'afilo this one who was shochach was marv and another one. D'chol gabi. Chamishe d'chotzer achas tanyelel. The bnei kelim udava erev, avol bishnei batim loy, v'avol pishir v'ashnaim yachad latzman, v'ashlishi latzman. But al kaponim, since they didn't unite, so it's gonish. V'ochinami kim loy mitztarvu, d'ktoni shtayim chitzoinis asur isum zu, emtsois guf v'titza b'didosh, kulo no yischin aler. So you have the two chitzoinis should aser on them tsoi. So he answered them, im omru diyoirin, shall zu bezu al yidei ha'erev lahokel. That means if we consider through the halacha of erev that keilu they are living here, latiron yachad yoimru she'erev maybe had the yoirin l'seicha. So we should assume that the erev brings the yoirim k'dei lesser aleo. To asel the them soy. Holoi dairi mamish begava. They're really not living here. Lahokal, I assume that they're living here. Gliboy rube bebei sechot. Hilka. Ava gavde chitsoinile ilbu adodi. Chitsin bem soy mi mitstarfi. Bloy oschu adodi.